Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I want to mourn the old trees and tell them that we love them.
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest and I felt outraged.
We are the crowning glory of God's creation, and all of nature was made for us. Nature is more productive because of us, not less.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, this is going to be interesting. This is Wretched Radio, a sit-down conversation between Dave Rubin and Charlie Kirk, both conservatives. Charlie Kirk, a young man who is very popular on university campuses, persuading young people to be conservative because freedom is of paramount importance. He's also a professing Christian. And he and Dave Rubin had a conversation about the Republican Party and its future. Where is it going, specifically regarding the homosexual issue? If the conversation you're about to hear rightly expresses what is happening in that party, got a question for you. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? For whom are you going to vote?
So at the Republican convention, Peter Thiel, an openly gay man, spoke before Trump. He said, "I'm a proud gay man," got a standing ovation. Then Trump gets up there, talks about—
And points him out.
Yeah, right, points him out.
And he said, "It makes me very happy," was the exact quote he said.
Because he has a little
makes
bit of
me
a
very
little
happy.
Gay, that thing with the hand. But okay, but that the fact that there's been such a wholesale shift in that, that even right now, Ted Cruz or the guys that you might consider a little more of the Christian conservatives—
Which I'm one of them, right?
Mike Huckabee, right. Okay, yeah. So where you come from, basically, as far as I can tell, don't really see this as an issue anymore. Is that—
Hello. It's no longer an issue, apparently, for a growing number of power brokers in the Republican Party. Is that true?
Fair premise.
I think that's correct. And so let me dive deeper and also pose a hypothetical to some of the leftists watching this. Peter Thiel, openly gay man, gets a standing ovation at the Republican National Convention and then pointed out by the candidate. Do you think that an evangelical pastor that was pro-Israel, that might be a Democrat, would have even been allowed to speak at the Democratic National Convention or given a standing ovation? They booed God when that was mentioned. Okay,
yeah. No, they literally did.
What is the shift here? The shift is the Republican Party is beginning to realize, hey, we're the party of freedom. Like, it's cool if you want to do that. And I think it's a real sea change because—
Whoa! It is a sea change indeed. This is a fascinating conversation because of the professing faith of Charlie Kirk. He believes in heterosexual marriage, but as a Republican who apparently now has one remaining issue, freedom, that we have liberty, that we have rights. There are so many layers of problems with this, starting with any moral issue. For instance, if I'm going to apply the logic that we're hearing from Charlie Kirk, I can make abortion a non-issue. It's just about freedom. We've got to let people do whatever they want to do. No, as Christians, we care what people do. We can't impose our values on them. That's what the Pharisees did. Instead, we preach the gospel, God changes their heart, and then he goes about sanctifying their lives. That is what Christians do. But as we look out at culture to say, let's just live and let live. Let's not have a position on this politically. I think what you're hearing is a sign of the times that there are so many social issues that are now swamped because of liberalism that we're looking at, okay, where's the last line here to protect us so that we can live with some semblance of freedom? And that is why freedom is Charlie Kirk's oft-repeated word. It's about freedom. It's about freedom. And so if we're about freedom, he concludes, then we have to let people be free to do whatever they want to do. I know that Charlie wouldn't apply that to every subject. I suspect he wouldn't apply it to abortion, any violent crime, abuse, embezzlement. But we just got to let people be, which is the challenge of the libertarian. You want to be conservative in some ways, but permissive in other ways. It's a really tough worldview to hold without a great deal of tension, and back tension to the point of snapping. If Charlie Kirk is right, the Republican Party is changing dramatically. Would you please consider for a moment what you will do when the Republican Party changes its position on the subject of marriage, just wipes it out? You're going to have to Google that if you're under 40. And they obliterate any conversation about it because we simply want people to have freedom. But let's just say, at least for now, they remain pro-life. You're going to vote for them? They want to permit a bad thing? But they're for a good thing? What are we to do? We might want to start thinking about that right now.
Getting to, you know, endorse more of those, you know, favorable drug policy positions on the side of freedom or gay marriage, you know.
What, did he just sneak in drugs? That we can also be permissive on drugs? Oh, boy. This is Charlie Kirk becoming not a conservative, but a libertarian.
We're starting to see a sea change where it's becoming the soul searching the Republican Party has been doing over the last 30 years is, what's the one thing that ties our party together?
What do you think it is? Freedom. This, I'm not a political pundit, but this appears to me to be an admission. We're not going to win any of these things. We've given up. Just let us be free.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. And I think that's why you're starting to see that. And the left, they can't reconcile. What ties them together? Oppression, you know, like it's the oppression Olympics. It's like, yeah, who suffers more, you know? And I think that's a really good thing. Segue to one final point is what I think is the position that needs to be articulated better is, I have no problem with, you know, gay marriage, whatever. Like, I believe marriage, one man, one woman. That's my own personal position, right?
I don't want to impose my values on others. Haven't we heard that before? Didn't we used to be critical of Democrats who were professing Roman Catholics who would say, you know, I'm opposed to abortion personally, but I'm not going to impose my values on others. It appears Charlie Kirk has adopted that, but it is highly unlikely he stands alone. This is libertarianism now surfacing, and if this thinking increasingly pervades the Republican Party, it is not going to be long before you, every 2 and 4 years, are going to be scratching your head. And it's going to change the conversation. It used to be pretty clear. Used to be, well, you've got a party of death. You've got a party of promoting immorality, and you've got a party that promotes life and traditional marriage. Now, you could have differences of opinion on tax rates, infrastructure bills, etc. But the big issues, the moral issues, it used to be a clear choice. I'm not so sure it is anymore. And we should start asking the question, what are we going to do if the Republican Party starts abandoning one social issue at a time?
But I'm never going to tell government to have someone live a life. I think it's cool you're married. I think it's great. And you should have all the same tax benefits, adopt children. It's great.
No.
Right?
But I feel the same way about you.
Well, it's fine. It's like, whatever. Like, yeah. But that's more of like a generational perspective. Here's where I think
Hold on. I think I understand how Charlie gets there. I think I do. It appears that he is believing that, hey, I can still hold on onto my thing without compromising, but I'm just not going to impose it on you. I wonder if we went back 2 or 3 or 4 years and listened to Charlie, if he was talking like that then. And this, if I might do an excursus and apply this to the church, is a reminder of the potential for compromise based on cultural whims. We, too, can be infected by the pressures of the world that says, hey, this is the thing. Now, we're seeing that, I believe, with critical theory. It is making its way into the church. I think that we are starting to see more and more of this pressure. It's not reached the point where it appears the Republican Party is, but the homosexual issue, homosexual Christians inside of the church, how we view those issues. I think a really undeniable example of this is the role of women in the church. It's not just Charlie who's feeling the pressure from the world to acquiesce so that we can just be let alone. I think a lot of Christian churches are starting to do the same. Back to politics. Question, for whom will you vote? If those are the two viable choices, I know, always going to be a third party, and this might be something that we need to start talking about more in earnest, because we used to say, well, they're not going to win, so I can't vote for them. That'd be throwing away my vote. I think I'm just making a prognostication. I think we're going to be having that conversation all over again soon. This is Wretched Radio. Good news, there are actually thousands of pastors in Germany. The bad news is they're not very equipped.
Theological training in Germany and in Europe is so needed because you don't really get any formal training, not in a church or anywhere else. Being at a PMAI training center, probably the first time that you ever get any formal training, how to understand scripture, the church, and how to apply it in your own life.
Germany is not the only nation that has a drought of qualified pastors, but the Master's Academy International is changing that, one country at a time, currently in 17 nations, with mini seminaries, with graduates from the Master's Seminary, training indigenous men to rightly divide the word of truth. Would you please consider adopting your own seminary in one of 17 nations? Please visit wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today at Wretched Radio. We certainly appreciate you and appreciate the time that you spend listening to the program. What's something that you think about from time to time, but you know it's something you really shouldn't say out loud? Well, I'll go ahead and say what I know most of you are thinking, and that's that most Bible studies are pretty boring. It's true, and you know it is, but listen, there is a solution to that enigma. It's getting yourself a Wretched Bible study and finding that you can dig into God's Word and not feel guilty for feeling bored. The Wretched Bible Study curriculum is derived from our resources Drive by Marriage, Drive by Parenting, Drive by Theology, Jesus Unmasked, and Stressed Out. And I know you're thinking, yeah, well, Jimmy, you're biased. Well, maybe that's true, but listen, don't just take my word for it. Try one of our Wretched Bible Studies out for yourself by visiting wretched.org/study. That's wretched.org/study. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Hey, Tomorrow Club supporter, this message from Paul Marty, the director of the Tomorrow Clubs, is just for you.
You know, it's been more than 25 years now since my wife Cindy first brought leaders and kids together for the very first Tomorrow Club. Hundreds of thousands of lives have been touched. We're grateful for all the ways you help kids in forsaken places learn to follow Jesus.
Thank you for your support of the Tomorrow Clubs, $30 a month, Disciples 30 Kids in Eastern Europe and now in Africa, where Tomorrow Clubs anticipates they could be opening up 100 new clubs in a year. Would you please consider becoming a Tomorrow Club supporter? Kids clubs that meet in forsaken places, they get loved down, they hear the gospel, they memorize Bible verses, and they're getting saved. To support your own Tomorrow Club, please visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 64 AD. After fire ravages Rome, Emperor Nero blames Christians and unleashes the first state-sanctioned persecution of Christians. Roman persecution would continue for 250 years until Emperor Constantine officially recognized and defended Christianity. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Not to be smug or anything. This is Wretched Radio. We are seeing a, quote, sea change in political parties, how they are viewing social issues. It would appear that the left are not the only one in politics who believe, let's just let people live. It appears, according to Charlie Kirk, there is a sea change in the Republican Party, and we're going to stop worrying about issues like marriage, being fiscally conservative, the size of the military, tax rates. No, our only concern now at this point is freedom. Hey, the wolves are at the door. And if we don't have something protecting us from people who believe that the light needs to be snuffed out, then we better put all of our eggs into the freedom basket. Otherwise, this party is over. And one cannot help but think that isn't a shift in worldview because of the pressure of the world. That is not how a Christian must navigate political and social issues. We remain Christians always. Now, of course, the challenge is going to be when you don't have a viable party to vote for, what you going to do? Jimmy, you're right. You just mentioned to me that there's already a party that describes what Charlie is representing.
Yes, correct.
It is the
Libertarians.
That's what it is. So it appears that there is an effort with CPAC, Charlie Kirk, and others to make the Republican Party more libertarian. And this is going to cause consternation for Christians. We're going to have to reignite the conversation about third-party candidates who are more morally consistent with biblical values, because that is how we vote. We're not one-issue voters. That's a trap. Instead, we're biblical thinkers, and we try to vote for the person that best represents the Bible. And it would appear that if this sea change swamps the Republican Party platform and turns it into a pro-marriage for anybody party, we're going to have to think this through. Now, I believe there's going to be some Christians who go, look, it's still the lesser of two evils. They're still right on the abortion thing. You're going to have other Christians going, this is it. I can't do this. I am going to vote for that guy. I know he doesn't have a chance, but I just can't do it. I can't pull the lever for a party, a platform, and a guy who wants to allow people to live in a lifestyle that is very bad for them, and it's an affront to God himself. This will be, in my opinion, a conversation that is going to be happening very, very soon. Why? Because the world is informing how we take our positions and our stances, and it is not just the political realm. Case in point, I would like to share with you a snippet of a sermon that was delivered by a mainstream evangelical. This fellow is right in the bullseye of